Gentlemen, I would like to begin. I just want to give a little bit. First, some chizuk, words of chizuk, which is another way of saying words of criticism, and just a map of what's going. So, number one, of course, I know it's not relevant immediately at this particular day to those of you in the room, but I would appreciate if people would show up to shiur on time. That's number one. I have said in the past that if you're going to be late for a college class or late for shiur, I'd rather you be late for shiur because it's less of a chil Hashem. But it is inappropriate, period. In life, you just don't show up late. There are emergencies, but normally make sure you leave enough time. That's number one. Number two, and again, I know this is really not directed at you, but directed at those who will listen to this recording to greater bechinas. And this has ramifications for next year, so I will make it clear. Things are supposed to be done on time. Some of you were in the Beis Medrash much of the time I gave Chazara, and I gave a lot of time to Chazara, more than I probably should have. But that said, everybody should have been done by now, and barring some emergency that came up, that might have come up, there's no excuse for not being ready. Things are supposed to be done on time. I do have a Yoredeya rule. I don't know what my bechinas will look like the Yoredeya, but if they look like they did in the past, which is not in this format, but rather more standard format, bechinas are taken on time or not taken at all. Meaning, especially for those of you going for smicha, if you don't take the bechina on time, barring a true emergency, so that there is no pushing off a bechina, you don't take it with me, you deal with the office at some future point. So that's a word of advance warning, you know, to those who are doing your day, and there's a reason for that policy. I probably should have a policy for everything, yes, but certainly any smicha requirements. The reason for that is because there are many musmachim of Wayu who are not musmachim of Wayu because they didn't take a bechina that they should have taken, and going back years later to do so is a disaster. I know of someone who was an assistant rabbi for a very long time in a major shul, and it's not because he wanted to be in that major shul, but it's because he hadn't finished smicha. When he got the assistant rabbi job, he was a fourth-year student, so he didn't have to finish smicha. But years later, when he was looking to move on, guess what? I can't say I'm rabbi because I don't have ordination from the Rabbi Isaac Elchanan Theological Seminary because I didn't take one of my Yoredeya Bechinas. Okay? Therefore, you take a Yoredeya Bechina on time or you don't take it at all with me. That should have been the policy for Nida as well. That being said, I did not inform you in advance, but I want to make that very clear. This is about, I will tell you that the story that I remember when I was a itty-bitty freshman in Yeshiva College and my first shiur final with Rav Schacht. It was the end of my freshman year. And I came a few minutes early and I was sitting in room 307 where Rav Schacht always used to give shiur. I think the platform may still be there. That was, I think, Rav Schatzkis' is a playoffs platform, but Rav Schacht inherited the room. And I was sitting there, you know, about where you're sitting, Matt, at least in relationship to the room. And two guys came in who I think were pre-engineering, you know, Columbia 3-2 guys, and said to Rav Schacht, you know, we don't have time to study, can we take it later? And Rav Schacht said yes. And when they left the room, Rav Schacht started grumbling and said, just slightly, quietly fulminating, and saying, you know, what are these guys going to do when they get to graduate school? Like, now, I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm here early, why am I being telling this? However, the point was, a very important point in Derech Eretz, you do things when they're due, not after they're due. Number three, and I'm not trying to single some of you out. However, the computer and phone policy. Number one, I am going to request that most of you do as Judah does, and maybe some of you also, is that you turn off your phones when you come in to share. Aside from the occasional ringer, I know that it's a distraction for those of you who don't turn it off. Most of you I know do not take out your phones, but it happens occasionally. It should just be a policy. It's a good idea to do it in the Beis Medrash as well, unless you're expecting a call. Right? And computers as well. If I would like to make sure that, again, I know the Bechina might be a little different, but for future reference, if you're going to have a computer in Shir, please just, I want to know that you're doing it. Some of you have spoken to me, it's just Chazara. But there's a good reason to have Svarim in front of you. And when you don't have a Sefer, when it's a Shir that doesn't require the Svarim, it's typically because I will have sent you Makoros. I appreciate the environmental sensitivity. I think environmentalism is a very important human value and has even roots in halacha. But I think that you could afford to spare the few sheets of paper that is necessary. If you're feeling environmentally guilty, start a compost pile instead. But please bring your svarim or your printouts to shiur, not the computer. Okay, even I had, this is all on computer. The answers are already written in. I don't know if it's complete or not, or right. But nonetheless, I have brought in my paper, not my computer. So I know I'm not upset that, you know, for the Bechina is the least of our troubles. I would appreciate using Svarim. There is, by the way, something qualitatively different, and this issue has been studied scientifically, between using a book versus using a computer or an e-reader. But even without that, the computer is a weapon of mass distraction, and therefore, it, generally speaking, while computers have enhanced our lives in some ways, I would appreciate them doing it so outside of Shir. Okay, our questions. Question, I'm starting with Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph. According to the Mishnah, what's the din of a woman who was urinating and she sees blood in Hashtana? According to Rabbi Meir, Omedes is Temea, Yosheves is Tahora. According to Rabbi Yose, she is Tahora b'chol ofan. Just a note about the grading. I think all of you, I don't know if there any, I don't think anybody's a newcomer right now to the shir, but if you are self-grading, use your judgment. And in accordance with that, if you are in here now and you are hearing the entire thing, please send me your grade an hour after shir. The grade should not be trickling over the course of the next day, because most of you have connectivity. If you don't have connectivity until this evening because your phone won't do it and you won't do it, Kasten, that's fine. I'm a Kabbal fan. But since most of you, that is not the case, it would be better probably if it were the case, but it is not the case. Therefore, many of you can just pull out your thing right after shir, or if you have a computer, and if not, you know, after mincha, take your phone, send me your total score out of 110. Okay. Question two. What did the Gemara ask with respect to Yosheves and Omedes? The Gemara wanted to know why should there be a difference. The maskana of the Gemara is that maybe there is no difference, but rather it's Yosheves asfas haseifel v'nimsev asel haseifel. And according to the pashtus here, the shakon tayir, the Gemara is talking about Rabbi Meir, who is machalik between Omedes and Yosheves, and if Omedes is Tmeya, Yosheves should be also, except for a case when she's Yosheves hasvasa seifel and nimse betocha seifel, and if it were dam nida, it would have been found asvasa seifel. Fine. Question three: the sheet of Rashi and Rambam in the scope of the machlokas or Meir Rabbi Yosei. According to Rashi, Rabbi Meir is mitame beomedes because it's efsher lezanik, and he is mitame also beyosheves vishoseses. And Rabbi Yosei has to be mitar bechalofan, because if he's mitar in omedes, where you can't be shoseses, you don't have to say this last part. But if he's mitar when she's omedes and you can't be shoseses, then obviously yosheves is tmehora either way, shoseses or mizanekes. I'm sorry, if I meant to say, Vintame Omedes, when you can't be Mizamekes, then it doesn't make a difference when you're sitting, you're Tehor B'cholofan, according to Rav Yosef. The sheet of Tosos, and in the scope of the Machlokas, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosef, according to Tosos, Rabbi Meir is Mitaher, when you have a Tarti Letivusa, when she is Yosheves and Mizamekes. But if she is Omedes and Mizanekes, or Yosheves Vishaseses, Rabbi Meir is Mitame, and Rabbi Yosef is Mitaher, as long as you only have one Achad Lareyasa. But betarti l'reisa by omedes and shoseses, so Rabbi Yosei is mitami, because Tosfos believe it's possible to be omedes umizanekes. If you didn't, then omedes for Rabbi Yosei, there's only one possibility, which is omedes v'shoseses, and it has to be Torah, because Rabbi Meir says that omedes is also Torah. Question 5. How did the Marami Rutenberg understand the sugya in terms of Yosheves and Mizanekes? He understood that the entire sugya is working even for Rabbi Yosei, that Rabbi Yosei is moded to Rabbi Meir that Yosheves is not Tahora unless she is Mizanekes, and Nimsedam betocha Seifel, and they only argue by Omedes, presumably Omedes and Mizanekes. Yes.
3 was Tosfos or Rashi Rambam?
3 was Rashi Rambam.
And 4 was
Tosfos.
I think I saw Beis Yosef explicitly conclude that the difference between your mirror and your season medicine is Zanekes. That it wasn't just like Misvara, it would be the medicine Zanekes. It would only be a medicine Zanekes.
I don't understand that. According
to that, we the way you said it, the way you formulated it just now.
Marami Rutenberg.
Right, is that it's Omedes, L'chora, Omedes,
Zanekes. Zanekes, yeah.
I think yeah, basically I said explicitly.
Oh, okay. Fine. Question 6. Shitzos Rabbeinu Chananel ben Yerodam Bashtana. Rabbi Chananel understands that everybody's metame. Tahora just means mitanida b'tmeya mishum kesem. Question 7. According to the Beis Yosef, in what situation is the Ran Moda that you should be metame blood that's found b'shasa talas amayim? And what case is the Rush Moda? The Ran is Moda that if she was Yosheves and she saw dam only al sfas haseifel, and not in the Seifel itself, then you assume that that's Dam Nida. Because if it were Dam Bahashtana, you would have expected some of it, at least, the initial, to be in the Seifel. And then maybe at the end, the trickling at the end, would have been on the Sasa Seifel. So if you find it only on Sasa Seifel, that's Dam Nida. If you find it both, then it's Tahora. And the Rush would say, even in that case, it's Tahora. But the Rush would say that if she does a Bedika right after she's Mashtanis, and she saw no blood in the Hashtana, that blood is Dam Nida. Okay, question 8. How does the Mechaber paskin legabe dam b'hashtana? He paskins like Rashi. How does the Rama paskin? Interesting question. He paskins that everybody's tmei except for Yosheves u'mezanekes l'tol chasefo v'nimsa dam rapeso chasefo. So the question, of course, is how did he paskin? Like Rabbeinu Chananel or like the Marami Rutenberg? That was what the Shach pointed out. If he paskin like the Marami Rutenberg, the Maram is modeh. Remember, the Maram holds that not like Rabbeinu Chananel, that this is about kesem. It's tahora tmei amamish. So if that's the case, since we paskin like Rabbi Yosei beferish is metaher some case of omedes. Presumably omedes and misanekes. In which case Rama didn't say anything, Rama said, Omed, this is always Tamei. If you paskin like Rabbeinu Chananel, then even Yosheves u'mezanekes should be Tahora only Mishum Nida, but Tamei Mishum Kesem, according to Rabbi Yosei. So the Shach claims that even Rabbeinu Chananel would be Metayer Atarti L'Tivusa, even Midin Kesem. In other words, any situation that Rabbi Meir would be Metame only Mishum Kesem, Rabbi Yosei would be Metayer Legamre. Okay. Fine. Question number 9. What is the din of Rava with respect to Tavua Linase? The answer is Tricha Shemenikim. The Rav Yos says that if she does Bidika and doesn't find Dam, she's Tahora, but that is a Das Yochid. Question 10. Two versions of the story of what happened by the wedding of Ravina's son and Rav Chaviva's daughter. So the machlokas is whether or not fundamentally Rav Chaviva knew that his daughter required Shemenikim before the 7 days had already partially passed. According to our nusach, he had no idea, and therefore it's impossible that he instructed his daughter to do a hefsek tara, or maybe even to have done bedikos. The Shulchan Aruch is machria, that she doesn't require... No, that's the end, that's the last part. The other girsa is that he did know, and it's possible, therefore, that she sat Shemenikim and did a hefsek tara. The Shulchan Aruch is machria that you don't need Shemenikim, but you do need... You don't need hefsek tara. You do need Shemenikim. How can I write that? That's the wrong answer. In Tzrich hefsek tara. Got to correct my answer. But she requires Bedika Achas inside the Shiva. Okay. Question 11. The Machlokes, the Rashba, and the Rush, with respect to the Yisod of Dam Chimud, the Rashba believes that it's a sudden burst of emotion that causes the Dam Chimud. Therefore, the less sudden, the better it is. The Rush believes that simply the anticipation of the upcoming wedding is what generates it, which means the closer you get, the greater the Chashash. The nafkamina would be whether or not you require bedika every day or one bedika is sufficient. For the Rashba, fundamentally, the bedika the first day tells you if she stopped bleeding, done. For the Rush, the closer you get, the more likely there is to be bleeding. The Rama paskins, how does the Rama paskin with respect to semichas tefila l'chupa? He says that assuming that the wedding was taking place when the bia would be a motzei Shabbos, which I'm not sure he's assuming the wedding is Friday going into Shabbos, and the bia rishon will be Motzei Shabbos. The Rama says if she goes to the mikvah from Wednesday night and onward, she doesn't need to do bedikos subsequently, but further, earlier than that, she would be required to do bedikos. Question 13. What is the din if the kala was pirsa nida before she entered the chuppah? There's a nisr yichud. Before she had bia, there are those who argue that if they already had yichud, you know, the wedding was over, they went home, and they didn't consummate the marriage that night, and then she bled. There are those who want to argue, since his yetzer is not so strong, there's no iser v'yichud. The Shach writes, however, that in a place where the minag was not to do bia the first couple of nights, so then you can't say that it was his yetzer that he was in total control over, but rather it was the minag they were following, therefore there would be an iser of yichud. And finally, question 14. What's the din by machsi grushasa legabi dam chimut? She requires shirminikim. With respect to the Isser Yichud, the Taz says there's no Isser Yichud once they have Nisuin because we already had Bia with her. They were married before. Rabbi Kiva Eger claims in the name of one Achron that the same thing is true if she became a Nida Mamish, not just if she was an issue of Dam Chimud. But Rabbi Kivager says that you can't prove anything from the Taz, because it might be Mutter only on Chashash Dam Chimud, but not real Nida. Why is it? It's very mistaber, actually, that if the issue is this person is Niskara Daito, because he had B already, what's the big deal? Right? You know, I like to say a divorced couple, I don't like to say this, but I'll say this now. I've never said it before. A divorced couple that's remarrying is kind of like a couple that just got into a very big fight and things spiraled out of hand. Now they made up. Okay. So, anyway, presumably, it's not, having beer with her is not such a novelty that he has such a tie that he can't wait the 7 days. Okay. Question number 15. What's the din in terms of, according to the Mishnah, by Baal Basula, in terms of any blood she sees, by Shammai? So there are three categories. Lo Igiyazmana Liras, Igiyazmana Liras Velo Rasa, and Rasa Va'odah B'Bei Saviyah. In the first case, Beis Shammai says Nala Leilos, Beis Hillel says Achi Techemaka. In the second case, Beis Shammai says the Tari first night, Beis Hillel says Dala Leilos, and Motzei Shabbos. In the third case, Beis Shammai says Bi Rishon, and Beis Hillel says the first night. According to the Gemara, what's the dinim? Lo Igiyazmana Liras Rasa B'Bei Saviyah. And the answer is, it's the same din, whether or not lo igiyas mana liras v'rasa b'vei saviya is the same thing as lo rasa b'vei saviya, apparently. Okay, and what's the din by bogeris? So Rab was mechadesh the bogeris shel lo rasa is laila rishona, and rasa though is only b'ila rishona. Okay, the most machmir shita in the Mishnah for Beis Hillel, remember, was kolos halaila. But that's only by anara shigiyas mana liras v'rasa, by definition. The rasa b'vei saviya, so then she's a nara. But if she's a bogeris, Ras says, and rasa, so then only be a rishon. Rav's and Shmuel's asaka from halacha l'maisa and dam besulim bol bilas mitzvah porish. Rashi says this is going on the entire Mishnah. The Rambam says it only goes on the last piska of the Mishnah. Question 18: the nekudas amachlokas according to Rashi and the Rambam. What drives them to explain this? This could have been an abridgment of Rabbi Bigman's shir. The Rambam says what he says because the Memra is only brought on the last pisk of the Mishnah. But the question of the Gemara from the Brisa of Rebbe and Arba Leilos is mashma that Rav and Shmuel were commenting on the entire Mishnah, at least on the part that dealt with Dala Leilos, which was, at the minimum, would have been the middle case of the Mishnah. And as if you minimally have to push it back to the Higiyazmana Liros Velo Rasa, even if you don't push it all the way back. Question 19, what's the din by Baal HaMatzah Dam? So we aser, we assume there was Dam and the Shechva Zera was Mechapet. If he wasn't Gomer B'Asa, the Ramah says she's not Asura, and if there was no blood. Question 20,
what was the
Ramah's killer? If he was not Gomer B'Asa, and there was no blood, then you can assume that he wasn't Gomer B'Asa, that's why there was no blood. Question 20, what two kulos do we have with respect to Dam Besulim and with the counting of Shimon Akiyam? Number one, he's allowed to stay on her bed once she leaves. And number two, the Ramah says that you don't have to wait 5 days, you can wait 4 days, like the Sfaradim do regularly, before you count Shimon Akiyam. Plate that Shech Lazer. He's already established. He claims he's not really a Sfaradi either. He's a Beri B'Fnei Atzmo. Yes, true. I'm sorry?
The Prisha
Behavior
5 was that one of the ones that you were looking for?
The Prisha
Behavior 5. Is that one of
those? No, you could have that though. That's fine too. That's correct also. So that would be 3. Okay. Question 22. The Machlokas, the Rambam, and the
21.
Oh, 21. Okay. What stringency did the Ravid bring? No gold, be a psula. Is that he says that you're not allowed to be Parish Behavior Chai, even though you're allowed to be Gomer Biasa. We don't accept that. We accepted that the people's anxiety would go through the roof. Okay. Question 22. If you want to talk about Libo Nokfo Porish, that's it. Question 22. Machlokas Rama Maramban with respect to Losikravu, the Makar and the stringency of the Isser. The Makar is the Sifra. The Rama Maramban argue whether it's a Drasha or an Asmacha. The Ramban, the Chiddush Nifla, that the Ramban suggested, was that the Losikravu could be a Chatzi Shir Doraisa of Bia. No Malkus Minat Torah, but a Chatzi Shir. What is the gather of Nishika Shama, Shachnasa Satara, and Gemar Bia? The first two are really Machloka Satanaim, what constitutes Bia. Nishika Shama means contact with any, even the tip of the member touching the woman is presumably Nishika Shamash. Hachnasa Satara refers to the ring of, you know, the flap of skin around, I think they call it the corona or something like that, around the top of the penis. If that enters the woman, that's called Ha'ara'a. Hachnasa Satara, it's a machlokas with Ha'ara'a, it's Nishika Shamash, Hachnasa Satara. We pass this Hachnasa Satara. And Gemar Bia is full penetration. The din, with all the respect to Arayis, we pass in Nishika Shamash is only lo sikravu. There's no nafkamu between Hara and Gemar Bia, except for with respect to Shifcha Harufa. Okay. I don't think I asked that part of the question, but I have it in my answer. And you added, that's very nice. If you add in the answer, give yourself one extra tenth of a point. Okay. Fine. I should have given you, Rabbi Carmi, like, you know, 0.0361 extra points, but give yourself a tenth of a point. I'm being more generous. What? One tenth of a point. Okay. Question 24. What's the din of kirabasar for krovim she'in libo masav lehem? Al pidin, there's no lo sikravu. However, the Rambam says it's mechor v'asur. The basis of the is the Mishnah in Kiddushin, which is that a parent and child can sleep with, you know, of opposite sex can sleep with each other without clothing on until a certain age, and after a certain age with clothing. The Rambam Shita is that it's mechuar except for a father and a daughter and a son with, a mother with a son, only ad sheyagdilu. The Rambam says that after that, even chibuk and nishuk is aser. But that, I believe, is not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that parent and child is not a problem, but shara raya says mechuar. The Rambam, I think, says mechuar ve'aser. The Shulchan Aruch, I believe, says mechuar. And the position of the... I didn't ask you for the Ramah, but I should have asked you for the Ramah. And of course, you should have written, well, that is the Shulchan Aruch, so you have to answer the Ramah also. The Ramah says, HaKol L'Shem Shemayim. Okay. He doesn't write a Beferish on that, but the Makor in the Gemara is by Bas Bito in Kiddushin. Okay. What is the Gedera HaKol L'Shem Shemayim according to the what the Ritva cites? Well, meaning with reference to what the we state such a din. Speaking with the Nashis Ish, Sheila Shalom Nashis Ish, Shmias Shira, and Negiah She'eno Shelchiba, and what does the Ramo write with respect to that? I guess that you could have answered what you had in the previous question. Okay, that's why I didn't. So maybe I did mean Shulchan Aruch there. Fine. Question 26. What's the din with respect to Huba Vigdo, Vihiba Vigda, with respect to Eshes Re'eu? It's Aser. According to Tosus, the reason is because Yitzra Tokfo Miskaber Alav. By Nida, it's a Machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Padas, it would seem. And the Makor for the Easter is the Hekesh from the Pasuk in Yechezkel. But Rabbi Padas believes that the Torah only asered Kreva Shel Gile Arayos Bilvad. Rashi understands it means it's not Shayach Lemigzar, only according to Rabbi Padas, only on Negia, not Shayach to be Gozer on Mita Achas, because that's Exer Legzer. Lemaise, what's the gather of Mita Achas Shtei Mitas with respect to Ishtonida? If the beds aren't touching, then it is... then it is mutter. And even if they're attached to the wall together, that's not a problem as long as the beds aren't touching. Question 28. Cite the opinions in Rishonim with regards to Chepetz Miyad Liyad by Ishto Nida. Machlokas, whether it's shayach by everything or only by a kos shel yayin. The Rambam learns from the Sugya and Ksubos, the Amoraim's wives who would be machlef, who would do something b'shinui, and it's mashma that only wine requires that, and Rashi learns it from a passage in Tana de Belio, Avos Rav Nasan, that you're not allowed to hand lest you touch. Our passage, I think, in whichever it is, Avos Rav Nasan, Tana de Belio, maybe it doesn't have that, but that's what Rashi quotes.
Didn't they have, we had as
Avos Rav Nasan
as their
Gersa,
Gemara, and Shabbos?
No, they're not... They're not. There are differences. In other words, the issue of Shema Yiga is not in. It's cited by the Rishonim from Avos Rav Nasan, I think, but it's not actually there. Okay. Now, the Gemara doesn't have it there.
But I thought
when Tolstoy's, for whatever, I thought Tolstoy's poem, when it quotes the, I guess, the passage that appears in Aristotle's Rabinasim, it cites it as coming from the Gemara and Shabbos.
I don't remember. Okay. Question 29, eating on one shulchan according to the mashmah. So the Gemara, Bikara Achas, is Asr. Someone even say that a shulchan achad is Asr. The Rush writes only on shulchanos katanos. The Rama writes that the chumrah is to make a heker only if they don't normally eat in one ka'ara when she is not a nida. In reference to this, by the way, the Orach HaShulchan says, I think it's the one where he says he doesn't think it's the minog anymore for this aspect of the Rama. Question 30, the din by an ish chola, isha chola, can they assist one another? The mechaber is machmir when she is sick. The Rama writes that it's muteres. It would seem on the surface that it's shayach to whether you hold lo sikravu. It is awesome. The machlokas, the Ramam and the Ramban. What's the din with regard to a husband touching his wife when there is no other woman to assist her? B'shas tefila, the Nod Bihuda says it's mutter. Because Istaklus and the Gia are only Xero Shema Yavo Aleha, and in that amount of time, we are not concerned about it. I did not look at the Tshuva, but one of you told me, by the way, that if you look in the Tshuva, Nod Bihuda's major concern, his suffix, or he's matir, but his reluctance is on the Nagia, not on Istaklus. He's not concerned about that at all, and we actually later encountered one of the Rishonim and Ashkenaz Mefevers says that a husband, L'chatchila, can be the mikvah man for his wife. Okay.
What was the answer just for 31?
It was... Mutter. We're not choshesh in such a short time that he'll be nechshel. Question 32. That doesn't prove, by the way, that Dod Bihuda holds like the Ramban, because even the Ramam should be mowed that's not nishad daraisen. Shoving her head down under the water would usually be regarded almost as a criminal act of attempting to drown her. But in this case, it's not attempting to drown her, but it's not negiya shalchiba either. Question 32. At what time of the day does a hefsek tara have to be done l'chatchila, b'di'evan? Is there a difference between first day and later days? Min ha-mincha l'mala, it should be done, afilu shachris, it's good b'di'evan. There are three opinions in terms of what works. Some say b'dika shachris works even on the first day. Some say min ha-mincha u'lamala is necessary on the first day, earlier doesn't. And some say you really need a mochtachok. Question 33. What is the din?
Sorry, wait a second. Did you just get that last part?
There are three shitas of when it works on day one, hefsek tara, when she started bleeding that day. One is, it works like any other day, even bedika shachris, if she finds nothing. Two is, you have to do the bedika on day one, mena milchal mala, otherwise be evidence no good. And three is that you need a mochtachuk if you want to do it on the first day. It's irrelevant. No, almost always. You have to wait anyway because of...
What if it's during
the Shiva
Nikim?
Oh, you mean restarting the Shiva Nikim?
Yeah.
What's that? In most cases, doesn't when it's fired or not. Again, most cases, she's bleeding more than one day anyway.
There's a kesem.
So, the question... I knew you were... Okay. How do we pass in there? I'm trying to remember. There's a Pischei Tshuva about this in the middle... I'm talking the middle of the Shiva Nikim case. I don't remember. Go see. I don't want to say.
You want all three of those shito for the end?
Yes.
Also, another pasuk machmir will be bride to be.
I understand. Again, in most cases, the normal situation she bleeds multiple days anyway when she gets her period, so it's not really an issue. I understand there are enough coming. I understand it's relevant.
We said mincha.
Katana. Question 33, what's the din if the kehillah already davened, not Ivris, although they do daven, then Arvis, okay, with respect to the Hefsek Tara, for her to do before Shkiyas HaChama, the three opinions, some say it's already night, even though she didn't daven, and she can't do B'dika. Some say if she davened, she can't make Hefsek Tara, but if only the Tzibur davened, she can. And there are those who say that even if she was mispalala, she could still be mafsik, and you can rely upon that opinion if needed. Three opinions in the Gemara with respect to how many bedikos minimally a woman must do. All seven, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yoshua. You require seven. Then, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to, Rav Chanina, you require one and seven. And according to Rav, following Rabbi Eliezer, only one. Rabbi Akiva's position we understand. Rabbi Eliezer's position we understand, which is that you need to establish the cessation of bleeding, but that's really it. You have a hasek tara to do that. You do one medika, that's fine. Rabbi Yeshua's position was harder to explain. What's that? Did you want? We have this machlokas, you and I.
Well, I was arguing the other side the entire time, and eventually throughout the remainder of the Achronim, we saw that all the Achronim is on my side. But right now, I'm being moved to.
I'm going to let this pass because I don't remember what I said then, but I remember that your reading of the Gemara was wrong. That's all I remember. So
all
let's continue.
You agree with my reading? So.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Okay, question. Just mark your question 34 wrong by definition. Okay? Question 35. According to the Mechaber, how many bidikos does a woman have to do lechatchila? 14. Bidiyaved? 1. That's a bidiyaved, bidiyaved. And one sheet, and the other sheet is bidikas rishon u'shvi. Question 36. What's the din by Hefsika Betara? And she didn't do any bidikos in the 7 days, and she did bidika on the 8th. The answer is she gets 1 day now. She has tara counts, but she only has bidika 1 day. Question 37. Describe 3 kinds of bidikos where they work. There's kinuach, bidika kala, and choron ustakin. I'm sorry. There's kinuach, there's a bidika kala of choron ustakin, and then there's the bidika chamura. According to the Mechaber, at least... What's that? No, it's an makom shashamash dash. It's that bedika that the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef thought was crazy, and then the Shulchan Aruch says hefsek tara and one bedika like that. So the Mechaber says that she should do at least one hefsek tara and one bedika following the bedika chamor. Kinuach doesn't count for anything, by the way. And the Ramah says bedieved it's not ma'akeves.
She wants to clean herself for Spartan if she is pulpletus.
That's not kinuach, that's something else. That's cleaning herself out. Okay. Question 38. According to the Rambam, what's the din of being tola kesem in the 7 days? In the last days, you're tola like you normally tola. In the first 3 days, you're tola pachas mika gris and amaka shiadu hashem and tziadam. And the Shach disagrees and says that since you have to know, they have to be nikiyim legamre because we want to know that nistamayana. So even if it's yadua that the makas amotzi adam, you still can't be tola. In question 39, what's the din by a kesem which is found on the first 3 days on something that's not lekabel tomer beget savua torah and torah because it's not a kesem?
What was the Shach's reasoning on 38?
He says because you have to know that nistamayana, and just because you know that there's another possible source for the blood doesn't mean you know nistamayana. It's you only know nistamayana when there's no bleeding.
39.
Tahar and Tahar, because it's not a kesem. On the Davar Shenu Makabel Tumah or on a Beget Tzavua. Question 40. What did the Shach quote in the name of the Bach with respect to Tlias Ksamim as a proof? The Bach says that a woman who is Malaya Shchin, you can be Tola, because otherwise she never had the possibility of becoming Torah. So it's Mashma, and then you have a Maka, a Baka will heal. So let her shut the weight a little bit, that's all. Okay, question 41. Explain briefly the Din of Poleta Shiva with respect to counting Shiva Nikim. Pleita shich bazera is soseres yom echad in sira zava. It's exeres akasav. Therefore we are afraid that a woman during counting her regular shim and akim will in fact be pleita shich bazera, and therefore we don't allow her to count until 72 hours passes. Or 72 hours pass. How many days does this mean for the Mechaber? 4. For the Ramah, 5. For the Mechaber you can start counting the 5th day. For the Ramah you can start counting the 6th day. Question 42, what's the din with respect to Poleta Shechazera? If she didn't have Tashmish before she after she bled, what if her husband's not in the city? How was the Bach Mashma, the Noch the Mashmos, the Truma Sadeshin, and what did the Shach ask? So the Mechaber and the Mechaber says it's not a low plug. The Ramah says it's a low plug, put briefly. The Bach says that even if the husband's not in the city, there, even the Ramah would agree that you can count the days that he wasn't there. And if he wasn't there for 4 days before, she could theoretically, as soon as she gets a sektara, count. And he says, even though the Truma Sadeshin and the Sheila was asked of Ein Bayin Lebi'ir, and she didn't have Tashmish, but in his Tshuva, he only mentioned Lo Shimsha, but he doesn't mention the question of if their husband wasn't in the city. And the Shah said, excuse me, the Shelos and the Trumas Hadeshen were not real Shelos. Okay. Fine. So question 43, what's the din of waiting Zman v'pleita shechaser before the chuppah? There are those who want to do machmir, but you don't have to wait. As soon as she stops bleeding, she can count. After Bia Rishona, the Maral Miprag was lenient that you only have to count 4 days. If you're an Ashkenazi, you can be just like the Sfaradim in that regard.
Well, when I was doing Chazar, I realized I didn't really understand what the Shita was, that if she hadn't bled before, that she then now she needs to wait 4 days? Before.
No, it means if she bleeds, a Kala bleeds, and then she wants to count Shiva Nikim. Does she have to wait 4 or 5 days even if she bleeds to less than that?
Right.
Now, you'll say, why should she?
She's
an
attachment. There appears to be the Shita, I think, the Shita.
The Shach was, I believe, I don't write it down here. I think the Shach was the one who quoted such a Shita. And what do you think the Shita was?
That if the woman had never bled before, that this is her first time bleeding.
Oh, that's how the Shach said, maybe. The Shach just said the following. The Shach said that if it's a woman, if she's gotten her period regularly before she got married, she can't be any worse than the woman who bleeds, starts counting Shiva Nikim, and before she goes to the mikvah, bleeds again. How can the Kala be any worse than that? If you wanted to come with Hecha Timsa, what you could argue is maybe if she had never gotten her period, and then she gets her period for the first time, and she wants to count, so then you could say maybe that's different. Maybe there you require 4 or 5 days. Whatever. But we hold that you don't have to wait. Okay. Question 44. What's the din by a woman who made an error in her counting, went to the mikvah early, and she attached with respect to pleita shechvazera? What's the din? The answer is she has to wait the number of days, 4 days. You don't have to wait 5. There weren't gozer 5 in that case, even for Ashkenazim. And then she completes her count. If she went to the mikvah bismana, but there was a problem, there was a chatzitz in the tefillah, she didn't realize it, and she had tashmish, she doesn't have to wait. Why? Because she finished Shiva Nikim already. She just has to go to the mikvah again. And finally, the last part of that question, if she saw after her tefillah before tashmish, so that was machlok, that's no de bihuda versus many other achronim. I think no de bihuda was the machmir there. What, that since she went to the mikvah now with Torah Labayla, she has to count the 4 or 5, even though she didn't have Tash B'Shem. All right, question 46. What? I'm sorry, question 45?
Yeah, how do we paskin?
How do we paskin?
If she saw a code of magic.
I think it could be Makel. It's hard to imagine being Machmir on such a Shita. In other words, it's already a chumrah, agave chumrah, agave chumrah, agave chumrah. And then you're going to say, in that case, I think the yeshal mi mislam. What?
It hasn't happened before. In terms of like a chumrah.
All right, question 45. What takana did the Mechaber suggest to Pleita Shech Vazera and his counting earlier? Tirchotz otadiach. The Ramah says, we're not bekeen in this. The Shach says, what's the nafkamina? Wamachmir, even when we know that she didn't have tashmish. How is that better than kinuach or rachitza? It doesn't matter. In other words, the point is, beyond the question of lack of bakiyas or bakiyas and cleaning oneself, so then it's a low plug, even if the husband weren't in town. Okay. Question 46. What's the din by Yoledes Devar Torah, Benogei L'Sinidasa, 733-1466. Okay. All dam Torah is Tahar. She's Tamei Aleda even without any Rias dam. And if she bleeds from 7 through 8, day 8, or from day 40 to day 41. Kuftzadi Dalad, yeah.
Okay, two people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I finished Kuftzadi Vav.
Did you send Kuftzadi Dalad to us after the election?
Yes, I did, but I think I purposely put it at the end in an enumeration so that it wouldn't throw off. Because really, I would love to have reordered everything and then just give you 1 through 110, but I realized that would have made an absolute mess, so whatever. It ruins my sense of order, but I'll have to survive. Okay. Question 46. I answered most of that. 733-1466. All dam Torah's Tar. She's to be a lady without even a lady abeshti, even through no bleeding. And if she bleeds from 7 through after 7 or from 40 through... into after 40. It's all Mayan Echad, Torah Timatu, Torah Tiharatu. Question 47. The Gemara explains that Yotze Mimei Toar, La'achar Yimei Toar, Sura Ona Achas, is a machlokas, that this means that there is an Isser Tashmish, there is an Isser Tashmish the night after the 80th or the night after the 40th. The question is why. Some Rishonim say, one of the Gaon of the Bahag said, because it's considered Kishaz Vesta. And most of the Rishonim say, no, it's only a concern by those who are Boal Aldam Tohar, that she gets so used to having Bia because there's no Chashash, so Chachamim forbade one night to serve as a Heker that you're no longer in free territory. Okay. I'm sorry? Nafkamina, I didn't, but I applied it. Nafkamina is in a makum that they're not Boal Aldam Tohar. If it's the Bahag, then you still have to be Choshesh. If it's the other Rishonim, it's not a problem, because you're not going to get confused. Question 48. Briefly, what is Yoledes Bezelf? It means a woman before she gave birth, not in the process of labor, before labor started, or before the labor that actually led to birth starts, she bleeds 3 days Mimei Nidasa. Mimei Zivasa. It means that she became a Nida, she bled a little bit, she becomes a Nida, then 7 days later, she is now in the Yid Alfiyom Shebinil Nida. If she bleeds 3 days during that time, even if it's bleeding in labor, but the labor stops for a certain amount of time, then that's considered Dam Ziva. Otherwise, it would have been part of the Leda process. It wouldn't be Metamehar. It wouldn't require Shebinikim. She'd be Tmei Leda. I just want to know for the first half, what is Yoledes Bezov? And the answer is she sees 3 days with Tzufim Shelo Samach Laleda Metochim Eiz Iniz Vasa. What's the Dimis Manas Elagabi Yoledes Bezov? All women are Yoledes Bezov because the Yeshu L'Psichas HaKever Balodam, and therefore, as soon as she bleeds at all in Leda, it requires Shivanikim. No, I take that back. And it's true. That is true. But I would say before the Dam Leda, if she bleeds even once before the Leda, that makes requires Shivanikim, period. I'll leave it at that. All right, when can she count Shivanikim for Yoledes Bezov? The Machlokas HaRishonim is whether or not you can count Yimei Leda She'en Arao Behen, Machlokas HaRamein of Tam and everybody else, whether or not the Lama of Yal Kagam is Leda, Yimei Leda She'en Arao Behen. The Chumrah Gedola that the Ramah suggests based upon Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is the reason why they weren't Boal in the 40 or 80 days at all, right? There were Makomos that had Minang not to be Boal even when she wasn't Radam. The Rambam got very angry about this. He called it a Minang Stukim and a Mitzvah Levata. What?
Rambam.
But the Ramah defends the Minang by suggesting that maybe we're holding like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Yimei Leda, Shein Arao Behem, not only Mitumasa. And the only way to count Shiva Nikim for Rabbeinu Tam is to first go to the mikveh for Tumas Leda, and then count Shiva Nikim and go to the mikveh again. But we don't go to the mikveh twice. So the Ramah suggests maybe that's why we don't allow a woman, as a woman can't go to the mikveh during the 40 or 80 days, because she'd have to go twice. First to get rid of the Tumas Leda, then to count Shem, and then count Shem Nikim and go. And since we don't do that, therefore, they're Tumim all 40 or 80 days. The Kasha against the Ramah, I don't know if I asked you for this, but you should know it. I didn't ask you. And I noticed, I think, that somebody asked this question, not on the, I don't know if it was on the page, or it might have been the Chavis Das or the Sidrei Tara. Somebody asks, and I said this, then why are you allowed to go after 80 and 40 days also? You still need a Tvila to be Mitar you from the Yimei Leda, and then you need Shiva Nikim and go to the mikveh again. Anyway, but that's what the Ramah suggested. Question 50. Then according to the Torah, she counts Shiva Nikim, Leda's Nekeva, and then she sees Dam in the Shvua Sheni. The Rif brings two opinions, whether or not you require, whether it's Soser, the Shiva Nikim. There's no Nafkamina Bizman Hazeh. Because Bizman Hazeh, all Dam at any times, that's from the Makor, is Mitame. And you require Shiva Nikim. So it doesn't really matter. Question 51, the Dim is Manazeh, the Meit Tam Tor is Manazeh, three opinions in the Rishonim, they are Mutter, Asur Alpi Dina de Gemara, Asur Alpi Minag Hagaonim. That didn't spread everywhere. If a woman miscarries, what's the Dim with respect to Tumas Leda? It depends whether or not the fetus was fully formed. Before 40 days, not a concern at all. If a woman, with respect to us, a C-section, the woman has no Tumas Leda, she doesn't bleed vaginally. Okay. Question 53. what's it then by a woman whose uterus was open and no... Oh my goodness, what did I say?
Okay.
It should be velo yatsa mimena. Bam. Did any of you not get that?
Hold on.
So the answer is the machlokas achronim. Oh, shenit. Oh, no. Well, I guess this. Hold on. Yikes! Okay. Anyway, if you wrote a reasonable answer to this, you can mark yourself right. I'll tell you what I wanted to hear, which was there's a machlokas whether there's psichas akever below. I left the question ambiguous for a reason, actually. It was the bedavka, but I should have clarified. If there's a machlokas atanaim, whether it's psichas akever belodam. If you believe it's possible psichas akever belodam, then she would be tahora. Most rishonim pasukim like Rabbi Yehuda that ain't psichas akever belodam. But then there's a machlokas achronim whether or not that applies even when the makor was opened from the outside, like a doctor doing an exam.
Okay. There's also this issue about the tshuva me'ava, that there's no assumption that blood comes out of the uterus unless there's a fetus or something semi-solid comes out. If there's just gas, and there's no assumption of blood.
Okay. So you can mark your answer. If it's a reasonable answer, you can mark it correct. When it comes to an unfair question, we say Yadi al hatachtona. Tevila. Ein isha olami tumasa shetit bal karai. I also got typo. Question one of the tevila.
Can you say this?
Kuftari Zayin. Yeah, Kuftari Zayin. Why is it so hard? Tevila, not Hilchos Tevila. Tevila, we established that already. Okay, how are we doing for time? We're doing good on time. What? Purim has passed. Shushan Purim has passed. Isru Shushan Purim has passed. All right. Eini she'olami tumas sadeh titbol karoi b'makom roi v'achim esirasa. What do these exclude? Titbol karoi means. No chatzita, entire body. Makom aroi means a mikveh kosher, and achim esirasa means she's had to have shiva nikiyim. Question two: what's the makor that a nida requires tefila? Either v'rachatzu b'mayim is a binyanav l'chotmeim, v'hadava b'nida sa b'nida seter shetavo b'mayim. B'mayinida mayim shenida tavalispan, and or a kavachomer from that which a nida touches. Machlokas Rabbeinu Chanan and Rabbeinu Tam in Tila Bezman. What?
According to Tafel,
okay, you could quote that too. I'll be happy for Makaris. I don't think that's actually a Makar if you look at the way it's presented in the Mishnah. But anyway, question three. Machlokas Rabbeinu Chanan and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Chanan says Tila Bezman mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam says no mitzvah. The nafkamina is whether one can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. And possibly whether and if she has to go to the mikveh when her husband's not around. Number of Rishonim Ashkenaz suggested there's also an afkamina whether you can go to the mikveh on Lel Shabbos. But the Beis Yosef writes there is no iser on tefila b'Lel Shabbos because she is nira kemekar. Adam nira kemekar. The Gemara Beitza in the second parak. How do the Mechaber and the Ramah paskim in tefila b'Shabbos? The Mechaber doesn't say anything because he holds its mutter. The Ramah says that there are some who are matim, some who are osrim, unless her husband is in the city and she couldn't have gone to the mikveh previously. But, he says, if there's no minog, there's no, you don't have to be machmir. And if you're asking the question, what the minog is in your town, and the answer to that question is, there's no minog, obviously. If the mikveh ladies are asking, it's mutter. Okay. I was in the Pesach Tshuva. You didn't have to write that in the answer. But. Okay. When is the Zman Tilas Di Demen HaTorah? The night after the seventh day. Zava, the day of the seventh, beginning of the seventh day. Machlokas, three shiitas in Rishonim, where the woman can go to the mikvah l'chatchila b'yom b'zman hazeh. Some Rishonim say, never. The Baal HaMor says, she can go to the mikvah during the day l'chatchila, even on the seventh day. And the Rav Yoh says, l'chatchila during the day, but not on the seventh day. In other words, the Rav Yoh says, the gzeira of Shema Tira V'tister, is in effect, but Srach Bita doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Fine. Question six, the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam, with respect to Tefillah at the end of the day, which is, whether or not you can go before Tzeis if she is not going to get home until Tzeis. There is a possible machlokas and mashmos whether or not. See, the good thing, Judah, about printed answers is that the battery never runs out on it. Okay, that wasn't only the Tuda.
The paper could rip.
Have you been drinking something? Okay, anyway, question six. So whether you can go to the mikvah if you'll return home after Tisha B'Av, Rashbam prohibits. It's even possibly mashma for the Rashbam that you can't leave to go to the mikvah until Tzeis, but that the Rush doesn't hold that way. And even those who machma for Rashbam don't hold that way. The Shach understood Rabbeinu Tam was making a litvom bodyom only on the eighth day, and he was a machria that you're not allowed, under any circumstances, to be tovel on the seventh day before Tzeis HaKochavim. There are poskim who are makil against the Shach, including Moshe Feinstein.
Okay, so she could...
That you, even on the seventh day, you're allowed to rely upon Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But you can't go home until Tzeis HaKochavim.
Wait, so the answer to how do we poskim is what?
The Shach. I didn't only ask how the Shach poskim. Correct. That's all I asked. Question 8. Under what circumstances may a woman go to the mikveh during the day? Tzina, Sakana, Shoarim. And which day? The 8th day. What's the din if a woman went to the mikveh during the day in violation of the Isser? So, on the 8th day, she's definitely Kshera. On the 7th day, there's a Machlokas Rishon. And Ruba, the Ruba hold that it's good. And the Shulchan Aruch was Machriya to be lenient, even the Ramah. But the Shach says, if it's possible to be Machmir, you should be Machmir. I don't think this usually happens, by the way. Because, you know why it doesn't usually happen? Because the mikvahs aren't open during the day.
I mean, we're also all at the Shech Masera. Means that we're never going on the seventh day.
When you start counting from the key, not
Shlaim. What are you talking about? It starts from the Hefsei Tara. Okay. You have tread and tripped in the footsteps of Gedolim. If you look at the confusion over the Marav situation, there's a Marshal about this, and a Shach and a Taz and Kusa Kesef. Others have made a similar kind of, had that mental lapse for a moment. We will forgive it.
Did we need the Shach?
What? Yes. Question 10.
It says din. Shach's automatic. You have to.
I want the Shach. Question 10. What's the din of Tfilas Kala? She came to Tovelas during the day, even if she wasn't in the Knesset L'chupa. But if she had Nechnes L'chupa and then Pirsanida, she has to go at night. The Shach was Machmir on the seventh day. Not that the Kala go then, but the Dogel Ravav was Meiko B'Shas Adchak, if the Chuppah is not going to be until night. Okay. Now, question 11. Simenkov Tzadiches. Dina de Gemara. What chatzit is ma'akev the tefillah min ha-Torah? Rubo makbid. Midrabanan miyut or rov or makbid. And eina ma'akev is kalal z'miyut she'ina makbid. Together of Makpid, my problem's typing that, according to the Tor, we're not learning the third parak of Baba Metzia, according to the Tor, it's Mashma, if she is sometimes Makpedes, but now happens not to be, or she, even if she's never Makpedes, but most everybody else is Makpidim, then that's a Hakpada. The Beis Yosef suggested in question 13, the Beis Yosef suggested that there's a machlokas, the Rambam and Rashba, on the basic gather machbid. Do we follow her, or do we follow the Rova Olam, meaning one or the other? I didn't ask this question, but the way it's assumed by the Achronim is we follow both Lachomer, which makes sort of sense. Almost, yeah. The Torah is not as clear as we would like, but yes. Yes. What did the Rama bring in the name of the Sharei Dura? He said that you should be makmir not to be tovel even by dvarim she'enam chotzen. The Shari Dura, this was said not with respect to any Miyachena Makbid, but rather with respect to the Chutin or Dvarim which are Chutz Lagufa, even though they are not Mehudakim. In a sense, I believe, I have to go look at this again, but this is almost Shitos Rabos of Sharashi, but for a very different reason. Probably not Xera, not because it's a chat, not because it's Makeves Satvila, because it's not Mehudak, but we're afraid it will be Mehudak. It's kind of Xera. 14. What did the Ramah, that was 14. 15. What important klal did the Beis Yosef bring in the name of the Rush with the, for the in explaining that chutim beser nechshav amira makbid? The answer is if she's makbid at any particular time, then that is called always being makbid. That's kind of like the Torah, really. Question 16. Four shittos in the Rishonim, how you figure out a rove with respect to chatzitza. Rashi says the whole din is only shayach by hair. The Rambam says you count the entire body as one unit. The Gaonim say the hair versus the basar. Whoever said to me, I may have said this to you and say I don't remember, someone suggested that you should cheshbon, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan even said it, cheshbon each hair, each body of hair in its own right. I have many problems with that, but the first and foremost is the Beis Yosef suggests that the reason behind the Gaonim is that you have one pasuk for the hair and one pasuk for the body. If that's the case, you only have one pasuk and one pasuk. The hair should all be considered a one unit. I haven't gotten to the fourth. And then the Shita of the, I said the Gaonim or Cheshbon, the hair and the body, each as one unit, and then the Shita of the Me'iri, that each Eiver is Cheshbon Mifnei Atzma. Okay.
So we got the
Okay, only the whole din only applies to hair. On the body, any chatzitza is a chatzitza. That's Rashi, seemingly, rejected by all the other Rishonim. Shita 2 is that all the body and hair is one big unit. You need a rove of that. Possibility 3 is that you can have either a rove of the hair or a rove of the body. Each one is, you make a cheshbon for the atzmo. And the Me'iri Shita is, that's the Gaon of Shita. And the Me'iri Shita is that you make a cheshbon on each Eiver of an atzmo. If you have a rove of any Eiver, that's called Ruba. What'd you say?
What'd
you say?
I said I don't like that one.
Oh, I thought you said you liked that one, yeah. Okay. Fine. What? That, by the way, I will just tell you, the appeal of that, it will explain some difficult passages. But nonetheless, I object categorically to that Me'iri, not Chas V'Shalom to Me'iri, Me'iri is a great hero, but I object categorically to the usage of that Me'iri because it violates the process of Psak. And there's a reason why the Chazon Ish says we don't go digging out old Shitas that we've shown that nobody knew about. If the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim, what? Well, I know he says, they say it's true than Hashgacha Pratis, in which case I ask the Kasha, but what is Hashgacha Pratis telling us now that we've discovered the Shita? But he's right; he's correct anyway, even if you don't agree with the reason. But that may be a drasha. The Chazon Ish knows. That's just not the way we pass Galachan. It's correct.
Who do we pass like?
You're saying Mary.
The Gonim.
We never pass
like, what?
You're saying we never pass like the Mary.
We never pass like a Shita that wasn't known.
And that's
Me'iri is an example of that, where it's only discovered later, hundreds of years after Psak Halacha has taken its own path.
So we can never look, so it's not worth
it. It's interesting for conceptual purposes. If you already have a sheet, then maybe you want to add to the count on that side. But if the sheet is not known, and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Nos Kalim don't know of such a possibility, it's nice, it's wonderful for Talmud Torah, but it's irrelevant for the process of Halacha L'maisa. Next. What?
Beis Yosef.
No. I mean, I don't know if he saw any path. Anything that would have been known would have been via the Shita Mekubetzes, probably, or like that. But no, Me'iri was basically fell out of usage for hundreds of years. Yes?
Regarding how we end up passing, I know we pass them like the Gaonim.
Yeah.
But how do the hair of the body, is that Nechal the hair or Nechal the body?
I would say Nechal the hair. Nechal
the hair, okay.
I think so. That's called Seir.
Like, what makes the difference between, like, I have hair in my arm. We're not
going to
call that hair, right?
Of course it is. If the hairs are, if you want to calculate row of hairs having knots in them, you count the hairs on your arm.
Oh, wow.
Why not? You don't have to worry about the hairs on your arm. Yes, Ruben. I mean, you don't have to knot because you don't have to because it's lamaisin not a worry. Yeah.
What do you mean? What's considered an aver? Like just your pinky, its own.
I assume you follow the ramach aver arm. Go look at what the bones are and all this. That's my assumption. Okay. Yes, the answer is this joint. A rove. Even, you know, the fingernail is still not a rove.
Bones, not limbs?
What?
Bones, not limbs.
Ramach Eivarim are bones. And that, I mean, they may not be 248 in modern anatomy. It's close to it, but... I assume that's what he means. That's when we talk about Eivarim and Achai, that's how we cheshbon. It's the Ramach Eivarim. All right, where were we? Back to our show. Question 17. Rashi's Rabbeim held that chatzitza didn't have to be mehudak. You could have something in the mayim was nichnas, but if it's on you, it's ma'akev es atfila. The Tor quotes, seems to quote, he holds like Rashi's Rabbeim, because he talks about the din of mitunafim and mushafim, which if you don't hold like Rashi's Rabbeim, is a din in Hilchos Shabbos, not a din in Hilchos Nida. The Mechaber leaves it out, but the Ramah resuscitates it, except for the Ramah is on the wrong sif. It's a sif late, as the Shach points out. Question 18. What Nusach is found in the Gemara with respect to the din of Liflof Kol, Kol and Ridda de Kusilta, which is Veles Hilchosaki Chanishmaitza, the Kol Elu Nemu Rak the Taros Velo Labaila. But the Mordechai says that even though it's not Ma'akev Lagabe Baila, only Lagabe Taros, still the Chakhi is supposed to be Ma'akbid. The Shach point. The Mechaber quotes that. The Shach wondered how come the Beis Yosei, Halacham Mechaber, didn't quote the other Shita. Even if it was a second there, it's such a prominent Shita. Anyway. Question 19. How did the Shulchan Aruch paskin with respect to Dam Yavesh and Rir Shal Gabe Amaka? They are chotzitzim if they're outside the Maka. He doesn't make a distinction between Tyrus and Baila, and Isha Baal's Chatatim, therefore, should soak it in water until the scabs gets off. So a woman who has scabs, she should soak them in water. The easiest thing in most cases is just take a bath. Okay.
Is it Dam Yavesh is not chotzitz?
What?
Dam Yavesh is not
chotzitz. It is chotzitz. Once it's outside the Maka, and Dam Yavesh almost definitionally, it's going to be that way. Question 20. What's the din by a thorn that got stuck in the basar Rabbi Chatzitza? Nira chotzeit, enaner, eno chotzeit. The definition of nira, which should have told you, the second question told you what the answer to the first question was, is that if, firstly, if skin covers it over, no problem. If, that belongs to the first part of the answer. If it's either eno nira or it's covered by skin, it's mutter. The definition of nira is either that actually you can see it, or nira means it's at or above basar level. There's one sheet that says that even though you can see it, if it's in a depression, if it doesn't, it clearly is below the skin level, that's not a problem. The other sheet that says no, it's got to be totally enveloped. Yes, even though the skin hasn't healed over.
If it's totally enveloped, how do you know it's there?
Because it hurts. Okay. It may even mean you can see the cut, but it's clearly all covered. You know, the flesh is covered. The skin hasn't healed over yet. Okay, question 21. According to the Mordechai, what's the din? I'm sorry, why is the yo and sraf lach not chotetz? He claims because the water, not because water gets underneath them, but rather because people aren't the makpid. Question 22. Why is dye not the chotzeitz in the hair? Dye in the hair, not chotzeitz, by women. And why is it Saba, whose hands are dyed, why not a chotzeitz? The first question, there are two answers. Either because the makpidos that the dye be there, it's like it's part of their body, or it's only chazusa, it's not mamish. And the by it Saba, it's either because then most people in that station in life are not makpid, or because there's no mamish in the tzeva, again, it's just chazusa. What did the Rashba write with respect to Tzoa Shatachas Atzipurim Lagabe Tefila? Chotzeitz. Netila Sedayim, Eino Chotzeitz. The Beis Yosef asked that according to the Tosefta, it sounds like Tefila and Netila Sedayim have the same dinam of Chatzitza. So how is the Rashba Machalik? And he gave two terutzim. One is that a woman is Machpedis Bishas Tefila, but not Bishas Netila Sedayim. In other words, it context tells you whether or not someone is machpid. And the way we figure out for tefila whether or not it's a chatzitza is whether she is ever, whether she's machpedes in the context of tefila, and by tefila sedayim, whether she's machpedes in the context of tefila sedayim. I don't want to discuss it, but that's a whopper of a chiddush, that type of a chiluk. Because that's pamim machpedes, pamim
machpedes. Yeah. I mean, I know it depends more on the context of the mitzvah, and not like. Yeah.
That might be the answer.
The last time we.
Okay, now, the past second chiluk is that anashim are not makpidim, and by netila sedayim they follow the din of anashim, and by tefila they follow the din of women. That's also a very big chiddush. Okay, question 24. According to the Beis Yosef, why are Aver and Basar and the Dalim chotzitzim? The answer is that perhaps because they are omdim likotzeitz, and therefore the makom of chibur is called the Beis Astarim, and it's not really Bias Mayim. What is the machlokas, the Tur and the Rambam, between Siporin Hamadudelas when it's Rover and Miut, and two Perushim in the Beis Yosef?
So the Torah says that berov tzipor medudalas, its tzipor medudalas is not chotzeitz, but b'miut, if it's only partially detached, not a majority detached, then it's chotzeitz. The Rambam says no matter what, it's not chotzeitz. What is the chatzitza? There are two possibilities. Either the makom hachatach, in other words, if the nail is partially cut, but it rests against, if it's only a little bit detached, it's usually firmly held up against the nail itself and the water can't get there. Whereas once it's a rubo, it already sort of is pulled off and the water can get onto the exposed part of the nail. And the second possibility is it's not about the nail itself. That's not a problem. The question is, what if you have a nail that's partially detached and there's a chatzitza on that part of the nail, which if you ripped it off, it would all come off. So there, miut, it's still a chatzitza. Rove, it's not a chatzitza. The Beis Yosef liked the second teretz. Apparently in the Ha'aros, the Magid came to him in a dream and told him that was the better teretz. Needless to say, we paskin like the first teretz. Okay. What's that? I mean, Beis Yosef, he acknowledges that even though he thinks the second teretz, he didn't tell you why there. But apparently elsewhere, he says that the Magid came and told him that. So we paskin like the first teretz of the Beis Yosef. Yeah, sorry. As does he.
First teretz is what?
That the chatzitza is on the Malkom HaChibor. That's the Malkom HaTlisha, which is blocked, because the nail that was already cut is now touching it.
I thought he said something wrong about the Kapeda.
That's a question of whether or not you're makbid, you're not makbid. That's a separate discussion. All right. Question 25. The minhag the Torah Shulchan Aruch bring with respect to ketzitzas tzipornayim is that women cut their nails before they go to the mikvah. The Rama added a chumrah, which was that if she did tevila and didn't cut her nails, even though there was no chatzitza found underneath the nails, afterwards she has to cut the nails and go to the mikvah again. Some say the reason is because we're afraid that maybe there was a little bit of chatzitza if she didn't see it. But there are those who say that no, that since it's omed es linotel, the tziporin itself is a chatzitza. The nafkamina would be whether or not how makel you would be if she, let's say she already slept with her husband. So the shach is machmir, but other achorah makel and say if she already slept with her husband, I think it was the not the maram. Maybe, Maram Ublin, yes. Who said that, no, once she's already slept with her husband, we don't make her go back. Yes, Jacob? Well, no, because by definition, the first day says, well, choshesh, there's dirt, so it's still a problem. Right? No dirt there was the machshita and the machaber.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, so why is that a nafkamina if she already slept with her husband?
We're not, if it's a question of the fingernail was a chatzitza, then Vaday was a chatzitza, the Ravon Shita. And Vaday was a chatzitza, and you have to go back. If it was just a chashash, maybe there was dirt, but she didn't see it even afterwards, so that far we're not going to be machter. Okay.
Why doesn't the nafkamina that Jacob said?
Well, no, because beforehand, in other words, if she hadn't slept with her husband, the Ramos says she's got to go to the mikveh even though no dirt was found underneath it. So the question is, how much are we machter for that Ramos? So if the chatzitza was mitzad dirt, and she slept with her husband, and she didn't see any dirt anyway, so we'll make it. If it's because of the fingernail itself was a chatzitza, then the vade was a chatzitza. Question 26. If she puts her lips together, tefillah doesn't count. Two perushim of the rash. One is that she just closed her mouth. The water couldn't get in. It wasn't roi l'bias mayim. And therefore, it's makiv the tefillah. The second perush, which he prefers, is if she put our lips together really tightly, and then the problem is that there's chatzitza on parts of the lips, which is not based on starim. It's makom golo, you need water to get there. So the din really is that she can close her lips, but gently, like this. And that's fine. Then water gets to all the external parts. It's not a problem that water doesn't get inside her mouth. Okay, question 27. If someone has to hold a b'shas tefillah, what should they do? So the makom achizas yada won't be a chatzitza. Either she has to loosen her grip or she has to wet her hand before. It's a machlokas hatanoim. It's a machlokas rishonim. Whether Rabbi Shimon was being macham or Shimon was being makel, we paskin like the chachamim. The Rambam paskins, you have to wet your hands. If you merapa, you die, and we're afraid that you won't merapa properly. The Rashba is noted towards the other shita. Okay. 28. A woman should not be tovelis in the harbor. Why? either because the mud, harbor mud is bad mud, it's eis techatzita, or because we're afraid she's in a rush, she won't do a good job. The nafgamina is, what if she went ahead and did it? If it's a chatzita concern, it's ma'akev the tefillah. If it is not, if it is just maybe she shlotit balgroi, if someone was watching, if she knows she was under the water, it's okay.
Also, yeah.
And if you make a, oh, I should have said also.
That was the one, oh, I guess the one. That was framed as an afghan
tour.
Okay, and machatzelis. Except for machatzelis could be an afghamina as well. No, not machatzelis would work. No, doesn't the Gemara say beferish? Machatzelis would work even if it's a mud issue. You just put the machatzelis underneath the feet. I thought machatzelis was a solution. The question is, what is the solution? It's an afghamina anyway. How you use the machatzelis.
So it's okay.
Well,
the
geder.
Yeah. And
then Troy talks about
the
geder.
Yeah.
He said
geder
in the
Torah. Correct. A geder is on the sides, but the Gemara says Avua the Shmuel of Avad Levanase Mikvosim with the Nisan Umavte Biome Tishrei. The impression one gets there is that the purpose of the that's going to have relevance by the Rim Hilchot Mikvos. We're going to talk about that soon, but that has relevance in terms of the of that Gemara, presumably. So some would say, some would say, make a geder of mat so she has privacy. And Rashi would say, you put a mat underneath. I don't know if he says it before, Shannon, look, but put a mat underneath her feet so she's not standing in the mud. She's standing on a machatzelis. Right, so the nafgamina is what the machatzelis, where it has to be. If you wrote, if you wrote machatzelis, it's correct. 29. Ooh. You guys got a bonus here, didn't you? And you didn't tell me. Do you not have the answer as part of the question?
No.
Oh, I let me explain why. The way I write the questions, I write the answers in greater than, less than brackets, and I change the font on that. It's a macro that I go with that change the font, and then I do a global replace of the Arial font with nothing, so it erases all the answers. And if I forgot to change the font on an answer, it remains in Times Roman and doesn't get globally replaced and obliterated. So it's in the wrong font here, but apparently when I did the global replace, it must have been in the right font. Okay. I've had occasion where I've accidentally had a few of the answers in there for that reason. What? Yeah, so it happens. Okay. So normally, always, you're honest enough to tell me. Right? And of course, you don't look at the answers, I assume, when the accident happens, because you are all honest, upstanding fellows. But in the case of this answer, the woman should not be upstanding when she goes to the mikveh. She should be partially crouched over. Okay, so that's lechatchila. What if she bends over excessively or stands straight like a soldier excessively? The Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions. The Shach says, what's going on? The kula of the second, the kula shita, which is the one the Mechaber quotes first, is based upon the girsa of Aless Hilchasak Kachal HaNishmaisa, which he didn't bother to quote earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Finally, question 30. Does tefillah require kavana? By the way, there's one din we did not talk about. We will have to talk about. It's Machlokas Achronim. When we do tefillah, for some reason, the Ramah alludes to it, but doesn't tell you the din at the end of one of these simanim, and it's only in the siman HaMikvos, which is showering after you went to the mikveh. It's found at the end of the siman Reish Aleph. Okay, anyway, but here we have Tfila Tzricha Kavana Machlokas Rav Reb Yochanan Machlokas that we showed him had a pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber is Mekel. The Ramah says you should be Choshesh and be Tovel a second time. Question 1, Simon 199, question 31. Come on, guys, we got to move. Clock's running. A lot of questions here. We're being efficient, but not efficient enough. Okay, what's the Dibbet Ogei Lachana L'Tfila? Din Torah, you need Iyun. I don't know. And now, obviously, Takanas Ezra, I didn't ask for that. Requires Chafifa, the Machalok, so he's shown him what was Takanas Ezra show Chafifa. Some say it's only Besaira, Rabbi Natam, Rashi, and Rabbi Shmai, B'Shem Rashi say that you require Chafifa, B'chol Gufa. The Menag is to be Roche Tzara, B'chol Gufa, and to rake and to comb out our hair. Not rake out our hair, comb out our hair.
Rabbi Natam and Rashi just say that the Minag is.
Yes, not the Din, the Minag, and that's the Minag. Question is, Maha Minag, that was the question. Question 32. The minhag according to the Shach with respect to Chafifa Sarah B'chol Makom Shogufa, the hair you comb, the rest of the hair you just feel out, you pat down, and so on. Question 33. According to the Beis Yosef, what is the rule about things you shouldn't be chofeh b'hem? Anything that's Mesabeh Chasaser. The Marik writes that we only look at what the Chachamim count, but everything else you can investigate, and if they're not Mesabchen Esaser, then you could be chofeh b'hem. According to Shach, the Bedika that is done by things that are mentioned in the Gemara only works after the fact. But if to do so, l'chatchila another time would not be permitted. Question 34. The Gemara has a stira between whether a woman is chofeves b'layla b'yom. The answer is kan kishefsha. The Machlokas, Rashi, and the Shiltos in explaining the Gemara, Rashi says when it's possible to be chofeves b'yom, when it's possible you have to chofeves b'yom, when it's impossible, like when tefillah comes out on Motzei Shabbos, you chofeves b'layla on Motzei Shabbos. That's the pashtus in Rashi. Shach has a different girsa. The Shiltos holds, no, you're supposed to be chofeves b'layla right before tefillah, when it's impossible, like when Leil Shabbos, you're going to the mikvah Friday night, then you chofeves b'yom. The Beis Yosef understood Shitas Rashi that really it's mutter to be chofeves b'layla. But according to the Shiltos, you're really not allowed to be chofeves b'yom unless it's a Shasat Chak. So he doesn't like the Torah's language of mutav by both. Mutav implies it's better. Okay, how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskim Nogei L'machokas Rashi and the Shiltos L'dina U'lamaisa? The Mechaber Paskim is L'dina like the Shiltos. But L'maisa, he writes like the Tosfos, that better she start doing the Chafif Bod Yom, go through the Laila, and then go to the Mikvah immediately, and do a little bit of Srika at the Beis HaTfila. The Shach writes, what did I ask here? I'm sorry, the Ramah actually is not. The Ramah does not commit one way or the other. He actually paskins both ways.
This is based on a question later, but the Ramah quotes a Torah in full that the Iker Hakifa, if you do an Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos.
Correct. That's where it sounds like he's very more Rashi-like, but he doesn't really say Rashi either. The Shach thinks that the Iker Adin is like Rashi. And he has a good raya from the Sugya. We spoke about this. But the Marshal says the Minog was that they would be Kovei Azman. They would be Kovei Shah Balayla, and they go to Mikvah, so they wouldn't be in a rush. That would meet Rashi's needs, and it would be Balayla Samach Otvila that would make the Shiltos happy. Yes.
Shulchan Aruch paskins like one.
I mean, Dina, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Shiltos, but the Minog is on normal situations. The Mechaber does not say that when according to the Mechaber, when her mikvah night is Motzei Shabbos, the Mechaber does not talk about Chafifa Mibod Yom on Erev Shabbos. Because you don't like the Shiltos, you do it all Beleil Shabbos. The truth is, you could argue that's like Rashi, but that's not how Rashi is read. Right, because the Mechaber himself quotes that if you held like Rashi, you do the Chafifa Erev Shabbos, and then you do a little more at night. Question 37. What nice minhag was the Tur Matziah that you should do by Leil Tefillas Motzei Shabbos, which is Tacham Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos Tacham At, the Beis Yosef says, that's Rashi. And I comment, I don't know whose comment this is. Rashi Medina also might not require that. It sounds like when the Gemara says, Ha-Kan Kishievshar, that means when the Leil Tefillas Motzei Shabbos, Al Karchach, you do the Chafifa, but Laila.
Yeah, that's
the he does say that the Pharisee. I can't tell where my answer is and where the shows me any of my answer begin. Okay, fine. What does the Mechaber write with respect to Ion Begufa when she's Chofefes Be'erev Shabbos and Tavelis Be'Motzei Shabbos? The Mechaber doesn't mention Ion except for by Motzei Shabbos. And the Shah says, no, everybody says you need Ion both B'Shasa Chafifa and then B'Shasa Tefila as well. Question 39. The Machlokas Rabbeinu Meshulam Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Tefila B'Yom Shabbos. Rabbeinu Meshulam was matir in a case where there was danger or fear to be Tovelis Friday night to go during the day. Rabbeinu Tam said, no two kulos at the same time. One, to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and two, to do it during the day. Rabbeinu Tam did not like Rabbeinu Meshulam, it seems. Okay. He had a lot of issues. And Rabbeinu Meshulam was a transplant, I think. And he had lots of, every, I mean, I know it's not a riot, but every time Rabbeinu Meshulam is quoted in Tosfos, it's because Rabbeinu Tam says he's wrong. I mean, I didn't check, but the famous one is by Tikkun B'Chol HaShofar by Kesseliyam Chageinu. There's Rabbeinu Meshulam about the Nusach HaTfila on Rosh Hashanah, about the Shnei Seirim L'Chaper. Okay, whether there was a Sarish or Rosh Chodesh. Anyway, question
39, the second Kula is that Chafifa won't be close to the Tfila.
I'm sorry, Chafifa Sabach Tfila, not Tfila B'Shabbos, I'm sorry. Harchakas Chafifa Mitfila. Question 40, what's the din if she did not do Chafifa or didn't do Iyun Megufa, she does goes to the mikvah, comes up and finds no chatzitza. The answer is lo osala. Iyun is midaraisa. But even without chafifa, even if you did Iyun, if you didn't do chafifa, it's ma'akevas, on the hair at least. Question 41, if she did do bedika bebeis astarim, she goes to the mikvah and she comes up and she finds no chatzitza, she doesn't have to go a second time because bebeis astarim only requires roi lebias maim, it doesn't require bias maim mamish. What's the din if she did chafifa ve'iyun and then she was tavla ve'olsa ve'nimsa l'rachatzitza? According to the Gemara, there are two lashonos. One says that if the chafifa was samach to the tefillah, then she doesn't require chafifa and tefila. And the second lashon is that she did chafifa tefila b'tocha on achas. She ain't a tzricha lacha of a litbol. And finally, the shita, the Rambam on that, as you find the davar chotzei tzlachar tefila, of course you have to go to the mikvah. The only shaila is whether you have to do another chafifa. Question 44, Simon Reish. The machlokas are shown when a woman goes to the mikvah, when she makes the bracha. Some say you mevarich after tefillah because they made a takana for the ger and for maybe for some tamayim that they have to make the bracha only when they're roy to make a bracha. Therefore, all tefillahs have that din. And some say no, only those who couldn't make the bracha before tefillah they do that, but everybody else makes a bracha over last yasin, which is the standard bracha. The nusach of birchas tefillah is ala tefillah, not litbol. The reason for that is because some people cannot go to the mikvah and cannot make the bracha until after they go to the mikvah. And whenever you have a nusach bracha, in order for it to be the infinitive, infinitival form, litbol or you know lasso something, so that has to only be over las yasa. If the mitzvah is being done, if the bracha is being made after the mitzvah is being done, then it has to be al tefila. Before you can go either way, but after it's got to be al. Question 46, how do the Mechaber and our Paschim with respect to the time you make the bracha and how you make the bracha? The Mechaber says make the bracha before she takes her clothing off, then go down. The Ramah says she should make the bracha after the tefillah while she's still inside the mikvah, but she's loveshes chaluka, so it's like she comes out of the mikvah, her feet are still in there, she puts the robe on, makes the bracha. And the minhag d'shach and the taz brought with tefillas isha is that you make the bracha inside the mayim, and maybe she should wrap her arms between her heart and her bottom parts, or her above her bottom, in other words, above her waist should be above the water, so that it won't be a problem with libo roas erva, or some say even it doesn't matter. There's no problem with libo roas erva by a woman. And the reason for this is, when her erva is inside the mayim and she's not looking at it, she's in one place, her erva is in another place, not a problem. It's true for a man as well. Fine. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag is that she goes down into the mikveh, she dunks, she makes the bracha and she dunks again. Okay, in terms of the ofan hatfila, it's like the shach and the taz described. Finally, vestos. Five kinds of vestos. Haflaga chodesh gof murgav dilugin. Question two. Is a woman kovas veses? What? There's five right at the beginning, and that's, you know what I wanted. Okay? Next, bays. Isha kovas veses aguf b'liyom kavua. The answer is three-way machlokas harishonim. Yes, no, or only by veses aguf, but not by veses ataloi b'maisa. The yes is the Balamor, the no is the Rambam, and the third, the compromise shita, is the Rashba. Vestas akvitzos, I understand. But
what about the day of the Rashba? If you have a vestas akvitzos, then there's like a difference between...
No, but the question is, the Rashba says you can have a vestas akvitzos with or without a Yom Kavua. You can't have a vestas akvitzos without a Yom Kavua. Rambam says you can't have anything without a Yom Kavua, and the Balamor says you can't have either without a Yom Kavua. Question number three. Two nafka means between vestas kavua, vestas she'ena kavua. Avra Vesta Vlobotka, whether she needs a bdika before Tashmish, number one, and number two, whether or not it's Nekar Bepam Achas or Beshalosh Pamim. Which Vesas can you not choshish for into Tkviya? Vesas Adilagin. Question four, the explanation of the Ravid with respect to the Gale of Vesas Lashos. The Ravid says she's Hoshesis Lashaita and not for the entire owner. The example of the Ravid that he brings, or the proof that he brings, is the woman who kept seeing blood after she came back from the mikvah and got home. So they told Lechi Boili Ola Nohar. Okay, the example of the Chavis Das, because the first one is not such a practical example. The Chavis Das says, if a woman has a Vesa Shena Kavua, it random days, but it's always at 11 o'clock in the morning. So whatever days of a Vesa Shena Kavua that she's now being Hosheshes for, typically for the Ravid, the Vesa Sachodesh and the Vesa Haflaga, the last two, so the Ravid would say, if she always gets at 11 o'clock, she unless to be Hosheshes at 11 o'clock on those days. Question number five. If she sees three pama b'yom chamishi b'shabbos, she has a vestas yom chamishi. The achronim ask why she has a vestas aflagos. The answer is, the three Thursdays is only a vestas shena kavua. It's only two aflagos. but it is a vestis kufa yom chamishi. I'm not even going to go further in the whole discussion in the Sidri Tara about every single vestis haflagos is also a vestis liyamei shavua, either outright, if it's divisible by seven, or ledilugin, once it's if it's not divisible by seven. Okay.
What was the big question?
That's a vestis haflagos also. If you see every third Thursday, it's every 21 days. That's all I need to know for that answer. Question six. That was good. That was an efficient minute there. Question six. Do the rios have to be shamu yom alai legab kiyos vestis? The answer is a vestis kavua has to have all of them by yom of alayla. By vestis ena kavua, the normal thing to do would be to be hoshesh for only the owner on which it came. But there is a machlokas to know the Behuda, and someone who asked him the question, by a vestis haflagos, when it's not kavua, are you hoshesh for, or do you count onos, or do you count days? We assume you count days. Seven, a woman who has no vestis kavua, which days is she hosheshes for? The shach says chodesh and haflagos, the ta says onaveinonis as well. I didn't expect you to write more than that, but you know there's a lot to write on this. Question number eight. If she had a vestis kavua and she's mishana once, what's the din? She's chosheshes for both of them. If she's mishana twice, she's chosheshes for both of them. Third time, she's chosheshes only for the new one. Is there a difference if the chshinoi was to the same day or to random days? The answer is yes. Either way, she's not chosheshes for the original vestis because it was neker three times. But if she hasn't been kovas another vestis and then her original vestis comes back once, comes back in full force. Snap back. Okay. Question number nine. When is the zakena nachosheshes levesta? When she's avar ala gimaldus velarasa. What if she chazra liros achar hafsaka? If she doesn't see b'shas vesta, her din is like a katana shel yizman liros. But if he sees once by vesta kadmon, then she's chazeres levesta. And finally, question number 110. Sheer record. Cite three shitas in the Mishonim. When aminikas chazeres levesta, either immediately after the 24 months, or as soon as she sees once, then she's Choseres Levesta, even though it wasn't Bishas Vesta, or as soon as she gets her old Vesas back. Otherwise, she's never Choseres for that of Vesas Kavua, she probably is Vesta Sheinik Vos. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Imach Mishita. As soon as the 24 months pass, then she is Choseres automatically Levesta, which obviously only works then for Vesas HaChodesh, not for Vesas HaHaflaga. Okay, so that completes the Bechina. You will send me your scores before 12 p.m. this evening. Some of you, I know, may need to go back and check a question. Some of you need a computer. But by 12 a.m. of Thursday, March 31st, you will send me your tally. Please make it your business if you didn't finish yet. Judah, you can now please take your recording. Danny, you will please get that recording from today and post it. Even though it may not be 100% complete, but it's close enough, I will send out, please send me a reminder, I will send out the answer. Okay. Tomorrow is going to be a special shiur in unrecorded.